This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, Facebook Live again, and not a good hair and makeup day. I want to apologize, but welcome back to the show, everybody. Yeah, I really should have kind of dressed up for this one. But we're coming up on a three-day weekend. Pretty exciting. Everybody wants to kind of get out of Dodge. You'd think everybody would be happy. You'd think every, you know, sort of comment I would get or email or tweet or little Facebook quip would be like, yeah, we're getting out of Dodge. Ooh, ready? No. People are grumpy. People are grumpy. So the biggest complaint that I'm getting is people can't get their antibiotics. They're asking for an antibiotic and they can't get an antibiotic. Well, okay, well, step back. The biggest complaint we're getting is my show. Right? Biggest complaint I'm getting is people don't like my show. They don't like I don't talk enough about politics. No nudity. Not going to happen. But the second most common complaint that I'm getting this week is people are going out of town. They want an antibiotic. That's my fault. Not that I'm prescribing them antibiotics, but I was one of the doctors that didn't have a problem prescribing the Z-Pak or prescribing the Omnicef or the Augmentin. And I'm kind of one of the reasons why you guys are now screwed. And I want to apologize. I mean, people would come in. So I apologize. I just had some pizza. That's in my teeth. It doesn't matter. Anyway, people would come in and go, Dr. Dahlia, I'm leaving town. Or I'm leaving the country, so I need an antibiotic for a sinus infection. I need something for Montezuma's Revenge. I need something for a bladder infection. I need, and I'm like, here, let me make you a little package. And I would give them a little package of medicine and let them go. The other thing I was guilty of years ago when I practiced was people would say, look, Dr. Dahlia, Z-Packs help my bronchitis. So when I have a cough and the cough isn't going away and I feel like crap, can I have a Z-Pak? And the Z-Pak worked on me. And trust me, I know about viruses. I know about bacteria. Bacteria are able to be combated with many antibiotics. Viruses, no. Viruses aren't supposed to die off with an antibiotic. That's not how they work. But I think there's a select group of people out there where if they take an antibiotic, maybe there's some sort of anti-inflammatory component we haven't discovered yet with it, but they the next day feel better. So patients would come in going, look, this cough is going to last for weeks. And I'm like, well, I don't want the cough to last for weeks because the more you cough, the more you inflame yourself. So, no, here's the Z-Pak. And so here we are today with antibiotic resistance. Not that it's all on me, okay, nobody sue me, but I'm being honest. I'm of the generation of doctors where, you know, we're going to listen to you. And you know what your body needs, and I'm looking at you. Now, I'm not saying I gave antibiotics to everybody who had bronchitis. I mean, if I thought it was viral, I thought it was viral. But if I knew you, because remember, I was a family doc, or I am a family doc, which means I saw you for years before the whole changeover with healthcare. And so if I saw my trying to do the whole, you know, humidifier and saline nasal spray thing didn't work in the past, I'm not going to mess with it. And so nowadays, a lot of us doctors that own our own practice and we're our own bosses don't exist anymore. We have bosses now. And we have guidelines. And we're supposed to be doing best practices. And I agree with all that. We do not need to give a lot of antibiotics. We don't. And right now, we have super gonorrhea that's floating all over the place that may be resistant to Zithromax. And Zithromax, as well as Rocephin, is now kind of front line, and if that doesn't work, we got gonorrhea. Trust me, you don't want gonorrhea. I've never had it. Not looking forward to it. So, what do we do? Well, we're spoiled. America is spoiled. And, you know, people would call in asking for a Z-Pak for the bronchitis. And did they really have bronchitis? hard to really prove if they have bronchitis or not. My guess is a lot of them had an STD. And they're like, oh, okay, I could treat my chlamydia or gonorrhea with Zithromax. So yeah, I got a bronchitis. So we were doling out Z-Packs like crazy. Now Z-Pack's not working that well. So here a bunch of you are trying to leave town, saying, oh, you know, these allergies are giving me a sinus infection or I need an antibiotic, and you're not getting it because your doctor is an employee and he's supposed to be following best practices, and he's like, no, I can't give you an antibiotic if it's viral. And you're ticked. So I like to gripe. I like to grump. Trust me, I will complain as the day is long. But I also want to do, all right? I want to fix it. I can't fix the antibiotic crisis alone, and I can't fix it if south of the border, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay? So we're kind of south, okay? From a lot of you guys that are up north, a lot of you guys go to Canada. But where we go in Nevada, if we want to get antibiotics over the counter, we go down to Mexico. So here we are in America, trying to limit antibiotic resistance, trying to be really, really tight when it comes to prescriptions, yet other countries sell antibiotics over the counter. And America's going to do that one day because people are going to ask for it. Americans are spoiled. They're going to be like, oh, hell no. I want to treat my infection. I'm not going to wait. And the funny thing is that some of you guys prove us doctors wrong. You go, you see, you told me 2 weeks ago it was viral. It's not. I'm still sick. And now I have a fever. And then we end up giving you an antibiotic, even though we weren't wrong, but you don't trust us. Patients don't trust doctors anymore. They think it's all about government. It's all about the ACA. It's all about our bosses. It's all about our malpractice. It's all about big pharma. So when a doctor says, look, I really don't think you need an antibiotic, they don't trust us. So they'll go to Mexico or they'll go to Canada, and people will treat themselves. So we're supposed to fight antibiotic resistance. We're supposed to nip this in the bud, and we can't. Because other countries that are more socialized are like, you know what? Yeah, it'll save money. Go get your medicine yourself. So we as a society need to figure out what we're going to do with this whole antibiotic resistance, not getting an antibiotic when you want it. Some of us need it. We talk about that Georgia teen who was ziplining, got a real, real bad laceration to her leg. Antibiotics weren't given because, you know, the doctor wanted to save on antibiotics. He thought the wound was clean. She ends up getting a necrotizing fasciitis, goes into septic shock, loses some of her limbs. These are rare cases, but the average American that reads that goes, no. If I think I need an antibiotic, I know my body better than some doctor I've only met for the first time. So I suggest, all right, we sit down, we figure this out. And I mean sit. Trust me, we're going to sit on this one, okay, because we're not going to figure this out standing, not at our stand-up desks. But we got to quit being selfish, we got to quit being spoiled, and we got to decide what are we going to do so when we do write an antibiotic, the sucker works. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a big, big heartfelt thanks to anybody who has sacrificed themselves, their family, for this country. I mean, we can't thank you enough. And as we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, it's not just about a day off and us being able to, you know, barbecue. All right? We are honoring the men and women who died while serving the U.S. military. It occurs today, or not today, but Monday. And by the way, I love going back into the history of this. History.com says it was originally known as Decoration Day. And it originated in the years after the Civil War. Didn't really become a federal holiday officially till 71. You would think Memorial Day would have had its roots back in the revolutionary times, but it didn't. But then again, also back then, you know, honoring the fallen was, you know, a much more of an everyday occurrence. you know, here we don't, you know, we go about our lives and we do our thing and, you know, we take down statues or we put up statues or we walk by a statue and we don't, you know, we just do it differently. And so, you know, yeah, we've had to kind of evolve to where we have these days, which I honestly think we should be honoring them every day. But it was originally known as Decoration Day. Civil War, as you know, ended in the spring of 1865. They say it claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history, and it required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, they said Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to the countless fallen soldiers that decorate their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. And so, eventually, this started to be a yearly thing. In 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Now, Waterloo, which first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866, was chosen because it would host this annual community-wide Memorial Day event. Businesses would close, and residents would decorate the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. So when you guys enjoy a day off, it's because we were supposed to close down our shops, not worry about making money, and, you know, go in and, you know, bereave and pray for those who have fallen. So Decoration Day, May 5th, 1868, General John Logan was leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans called a Nationwide Day of Remembrance later that month. And it was May 30th, 1868. And the quote is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. So, you would decorate. You'd decorate the grave with flowers. And they chose Decoration Day because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. Remember, people were still a little hot in the 1860s because it was a civil war. So rather than celebrate a battle that was won, come up with an arbitrary day. General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. 5,000 participants decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers. And then there were southern states continued to honor their dead on separate days sometimes. Then the North until after World War One. After World War One, everybody kind of unified with that. So, we still continue to observe it, you know, late May. In fact, Memorial Day was observed May 30th for years. But then in 1968, but the thing is, you know, people wanted a three-day weekend. So in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May. This way, federal employees could get a three-day weekend. And the change went into effect in 1971. The same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to, you know, mess anything up for us. We all like our three-day weekends. But my problem with that is turning it into a three-day weekend now started to lose what we were supposed to do. You were just like Veterans Day. You're supposed to stop everything and go and visit the graves of those who have fallen, decorate, etc. When you make it a three-day weekend, everybody drives home on Monday or travels home on Monday. And so, you know, we're not really doing what it was intended. So you got parades. Now, you do have a lot of people that do. They, you know, support our veterans. There's parties. There's parades and all that, you know. But a lot of people use Memorial Day weekend as the official, you know, the official start of summer. And so, you know, yeah, I want you guys to enjoy yourselves. I think it's fantastic that, you know, we have a three-day weekend. But just kind of stop and remember why we're doing it. And if you do see a veteran that did live, you know, give them a hug, give them a kiss, make them feel special. That's, you know, what they did for us. Now, we got to be safe. A lot of you guys are getting out of Dodge. You cannot wait to flee. And Memorial Day weekend is apparently one of the most dangerous holidays for road and highway accidents, according to the National Coalition of Safer Roads. But not only are car accidents serious, but you have water injuries, drownings, grill injuries, and in some places, you know, we have some real, real high temperatures. Now, where I'm at, still kind of rainy and a little muggy. We've kind of had some weird weather, but for a lot of people, it's getting hot. So, sun safety, obviously. Okay, you got to hydrate, Got to stay hydrated. A lot of you guys are going to be drinking beer. You're going to be out in the sun. You're going to get dehydrated. You got to hydrate. As was Steve Edwards and John Phillips on KBC this morning. And we talked about how, you know, people just forget that they got to drink fluids when they're outside. You also got to protect yourself from UV rays. John Phillips asked, you know, where are we now at with vitamin D and how much sun we should be getting rather than lathering ourselves up with sunscreen, which, again, is a big conflict I have all the time. Do I lather my kids up with sunscreen that the Environmental Working Group says, you know, some of these chemicals are harmful? Or do I let them get, you know, honest sun? Then again, having pre-melanoma, I'm no fan of skin cancer. So we just don't know. Some of you guys, the sun is going to be exactly what you need. For some of you, sun will be the death of you if you get a melanoma. So I say moderation. I say if you do get sun, have sun on exposed areas that you can monitor, even though technically a cell could go rogue and you could get a melanoma elsewhere. But do get a little sun, do get a little exposure, but not to the point where you're going to fry. Sunblock could technically block vitamin D production. So, you know, I'm supposed to tell you to put it on, lather it on, but, you know, I don't know what to say when it comes to vitamin D deficiency. You got to avoid excess alcohol because it dehydrates. Alcohol is a diuretic, it makes you pee. And then grill safety. You guys remember back in 2012? Some man was caught on fire because he sprayed sunscreen prior to heading over to the grill. So, you know, he had a shirt off, showing off his muscles, wanted to glisten, sprayed on the sunscreen and peacocked over to the grill and then lit himself on fire accidentally. So sunscreen can be flammable. So you got to make sure it's dry or use a lotion. I really don't like spray on because I don't like you breathing it in. And then keep the grill outdoors, away from the roof, branches, trees, little kids, pets, dog is like, oh, there's a hot dog. Stay away from the grill. And then, if you got to step away and go pee, assign someone to watch the grill. And do not add lighter fluid to already ignited coals. Everybody wants to, you know, show the fire, you know, let the kids go, wowee, look what daddy's doing. No. And then if somebody does catch on fire, what do you do if somebody catches on fire? No, no selfie. No, you stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, roll them on the ground, or you roll yourself on the ground until the flames expire. Call 911. You've got to remove jewelry, tie clothes around the area because it is going to swell. Run it under cool water, not ice, not super cold, for about 10, 20 minutes for little burns. Get yourself seen. And then water safety. If you're going to be jet skiing or in a boat, no alcohol. I can't tell you how many people would die in Lake Havasu each year because people would get drunk, spring break, whatever, and ride their jet skis. Make sure also that your kids aren't, like, in the pool away from you where it's going to take you 10 seconds to get to them. They need to be in arm's reach. Have kids wear life vests if they're in a boat. Never swim alone. Always have a buddy. And then most of you guys are already in the car. And so you're driving, you're setting up your GPS. GPS has got to be set up before you get in the car. And a lot of us, we have cars where the GPS does not come on a screen, where we have to keep looking at our phone. It's interesting. Like with mine, sometimes it doesn't talk. It's quiet. So I have to keep looking at the phone. Know where you're going. Know your route. Don't just rely on GPS. Also expect travel delays, so don't be rushing. Don't tailgate. And you might get stuck. So do you have water in the car? Do you have supplies? Do you have food? Do you have a first aid kit? All right, so that kind of stuff. I know, don't mean to be buzzkill, but it's Memorial Day weekend. I want you all safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day.
The Bible says if you owe debts, pay debts. If honor, then honor. If respect, then respect. And the debt our nation owes to those who rest here among these hallowed fields and in cemeteries, churchyards, and humble plots across the wider world is a debt we can never fully repay.
The Vice President was joined by other administration officials, including Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. With more on why we celebrate Memorial Day, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's Memorial Day 2019, when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad, says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this morning, that was news to me. I mean, I knew something was coming, you know, down the pike, but I guess Theresa May has quit. UK Prime Minister is leaving. She's going to quit as a Conservative leader on June 7th. So now there's going to be a new election and new, I guess, person at the helm to handle the whole Brexit. She was emotional, and she said she had done her best to deliver Brexit, and it was a matter of deep regret that she had been unable to do so. Mrs. May said she would continue to serve as Prime Minister while a Conservative leadership contest takes place. They call it a contest. Contest. Well, maybe our elections are more like contests. They say the party said it hoped the new leader would be in place by the end of July. So Ms. May will still be Prime Minister when Donald Trump makes a state visit to the UK at the start of June. She announced she would step down as Tory leader on June 7th and had agreed with the chairman of Tory-backed Ventures that a leadership contest would begin the following week. On Friday, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt became the latest MP to say that he would run for the party leadership, joining Boris Johnson, Esther McVeigh, Rory Stewart, who had already confirmed their intentions, and more than a dozen others want to enter the contest. So she said that she had done everything I can to convince MPs to support the withdrawal deal she had negotiated with the European Union, but it was now in the best interest of the country for a new prime minister to lead that effort. She added that in order to deliver Brexit, her successor would have to build an agreement in Parliament. Such a consensus can only be reached if those on all sides of the debate are willing to compromise. So, a lot of people obviously criticizing her. I haven't been following the whole Brexit and success and lack thereof of it. I've been following more of what's been going on with Trump. And they say a successful leader, a successful politician, is somebody who could unite both sides. True. If you could do that, damn, that's successful. But when you have people that will, no matter what you say, say opposite. If you say the sky is blue and not, I don't know, black, and they'll be like, no, it's black. I mean, they'll argue no matter what. They'll say a tomato is purple. I don't know. You know, yeah, technically I have seen some purple tomatoes, but you know what I mean. You know, that in politics now, your job in politics is to defy the opposition. That's not the way it should be. Your job in politics is supposed to get something done and build up a resume, you know, for your constituents and go, look, this is what I did for you. Look what I did. But apparently, in this day and age, it's what did I do to obstruct the bad guy? I mean, you know, Dean Heller, U.S. Senator, no longer senator anymore because of his approach to health care. People didn't like him going back and forth. You know, they don't like wishy-washy. They don't want you to support a president they don't like. Well, I mean, I'm not holding Dean Heller responsible in Nevada for what happened with the ACA and the repeal and replacement of it. But I do hold politicians liable if nothing gets done. And it's all because of everybody's worried about their political interests. That I have a big problem with. You know, one police officer told me that the best sheriff you could ever vote for is one who's only going to be a one-term sheriff. He said, because those are the ones who will get stuff done. Might not be popular, but they'll get stuff done. But if you go for popularity and you go for elections, you don't seem to be as good a sheriff. Yeah, and that's kind of true in a lot of industries and jobs. If you want to be political and please everybody, you're not going to be very good at what you were hired to do. I've seen that with teachers. I've seen teachers who really care about the students, who find stuff going wrong, advocate for their students, and they're in trouble. Yet the ones who lay low, don't get involved, they're the ones that just, they reach tenure. So, a politician's goal is to stay in office. That's their number one goal. Like, people are advising Trump. You know, I mean, he probably wants to executive order away. And they said, no, don't do that. You'll get in trouble. You'll look dictatorial. No. You know, people are trying to say that he has pre-dementia. They're trying to say that Donald Trump is pre-dementia. Okay, what actually does that mean? Technically, if we get dementia later, then we are pre-dementia. We don't usually use the term pre-diabetic unless you really are turning diabetic. But, you know, I have no idea if I'm getting dementia later. I could, God forbid. So then I'm technically pre-dementia. And I know people are concerned that Ronald Reagan might have started to have signs of Alzheimer's while he was in office. Woodrow Wilson supposedly had a stroke in office and his wife ran the show. But, you know, they're playing dirty. To start accusing our president of having cognitive deficits. People have been doing that since day one. They tried to say it was a narcissist. They tried to say, you know, Donald Trump is a different cat. He's different. He doesn't speak like a president. If he thinks something's BS, he says so. He's not the most eloquent orator. He's not, no, but he's not getting points for that. What does Donald Trump want to get points for? He wants to get points for the economy. And, you know, he's getting them. He wants to get points for being tough. Does he want to be the best diplomat? No, I don't think he's really into diplomacy. Look at with him and Kim Jong-un. He has no problem walking out. Say, see ya. That's not what drives him. So if you tell Donald Trump, oh, you know what, you know, you aren't going to be considered the best president, he doesn't care about that. Because that's such a subjective title. Apparently, he's just deployed 1,500 troops to the Middle East because tensions are growing with Iran. And so we don't exactly know where they're being, you know, deployed because, you know, he has made, you know, mention that we need to shut the hell up and keep some things private. But an aircraft carrier and four B-52 strategic bombers were sent earlier in the month. And Trump did warn yesterday that he's prepared to flood the region with American servicemen and women if he sees a need to counter what the administration claims is a growing threat in Iran. He said, I would if we need them. I don't think we'll need them. I really don't. Now, again, that might not be the most presidential vernacular. But he wants to be known as getting stuff done. So Brexit, Theresa May couldn't get Brexit done. I mean, I was blown away that it was voted that, people want to leave the European Union. You know, England was kind of going through, we don't like this. Well, you know, Europe is having their own issues with immigration. And they're nervous. You know, things started to ease up and really easy to cross borders. And so you have some people that are starting to be more conservative going, no. All right, you know, I want to start building some walls. That's the problem. The pendulum always swings. We don't do anything middle of the road. We go through extremes. Now, I love the fact that I could go to Europe and, you know, I don't need a visa and I could go from one country to one country with a passport really easily. You know, and it's, money, it's fantastic. But the euro, it makes things easier. But, you know, some of these countries are like, well, you know, we're England. This is our country. We have the pound. We drive on the left side of the road. We want to be different. And they have a right to be different. So when somebody can't get both sides to unite, it's a ding on them. But in this day and age, I don't really, you know, mark them off for that because there are people out there whose sole job when they wake up in the morning is to oppose, obstruct, and oppose. And obstruct. And then they can tell their constituents, look at what we did. We fought them. Well, then nothing's going to get done. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. Okay, and of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So, health officials are considering a no-fly list to help prevent measles transmission. Some of you guys are like, it's about time. Others are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What? We're doing this for the measles. What about the flu? I'm torn. I'm torn. I love that we're trying to be robust and try to limit this measles outbreak, but we have almost as many cases of mumps. We have more cases of hepatitis A. And I don't know if we've had any deaths from measles yet. Hopefully not. But we came to find out that thus far we've had 57,600 people die this year in America from flu. And so if we're going to start doing no-fly rules and lists to stop an infectious virus that hasn't killed, should we be doing that for a virus that does? I mean, measles can kill. But we have a huge death toll from the flu. 57,600 was the number we got last week, thus far, of people who died from flu-related illness. But we're now debating a no-fly list for measles. And again, don't underestimate measles. Measles can kill. But are we going to now do no-fly list for every disease? Are we just going to pick measles? Why measles and why not the mumps? We have a mumps outbreak. I think we're at 736 cases of mumps. They say state and local health officials have consulted the CDC in recent months about the possibility of preventing individuals from flying to prevent measles transmission. This year, there have been such discussions about 8 individuals in 5 states. The 8 individuals were either confirmed to be infected, believed to be high probability of having measles, or high at risk due to not being immune, or being in close contact with somebody who had the measles. So these conversations are, quote, pre-discussions, and said that state and local health departments contacted the CDC to say we have people that we may have to place on the do not board list. The do not board list is a tool the federal government can use to prevent an infectious person from flying while sick. It's also a way to scare people into getting them to get vaccinated. The measure has been used since 2007 for patients who had tuberculosis, thank heavens, and in 2014 was used twice for the measles. After trying to dissuade a passenger who is sick and contagious from traveling on a plane, state and local health officials could contact the CDC to request assistance. The agency then has to verify that attempts were made to prevent the individual from traveling and that the person has flight reservations, so then they can later travel. The CDC speaks to the airline to arrange for any fees relating to canceling the trip to be waived. Then, the CDC, according to CNN, works with the Department of Homeland Security to place the person on a public health do not board list. That tells the airline not to issue a board pass. So much, by the way, for HIPAA and privacy. This is, you know, this is kind of interesting. All right? The Health Information Patient Protection Act is supposed to prevent a patient's private health information from going to anybody else. Now we have a whole Department of Transportation, or CDC, and Department of Homeland Security knowing that this person had an infectious disease. We talked about how one day HIV may be airborne. Do you want to be prevented from going on a plane because you have HIV? And somebody heard of a case of it going airborne, and so now everybody has to know you have HIV? You know, we're really starting to, impinge on rights. Or is that fine if we're trying to protect the public? I don't want to get measles. I don't want to get the flu. I mean, I don't want to get hepatitis A. So are we expecting the government, is it okay for the government to trample our rights in order to protect society? Well, right now, yeah. Like school vaccination. Being forced to vaccinate, you know, hopefully it's your choice, but being forced to vaccinate or you can't use public schools that you're paying taxes for, you know, technically is a constitutional right that might be, you know, up being faced by the Supreme Court to decide. But again, we don't want polio. We don't want infectious disease. And people always say, but if I, you know, if I'm vaccinated, why do I don't have to worry? Well, we're still waiting for the numbers on how many of these people were actually vaccinated who came down with the disease. Unvaccinated individuals can harbor a disease and allow it to mutate, unfortunately, inadvertently, and then affect people who are vaccinated. The best way to handle an infectious agent is getting rid of it completely. So, with the do not board list, the Department of Homeland Security tells the airline to not give a boarding pass. So once you get on this list, you're in the computer, you're in the system, right? And They say 90-something percent of the time when we inform people we want them to change their mind, we can tell the airline not to issue a boarding pass. They change their mind. They say in the instances that have come up this year due to measles, all the individuals decided not to travel without the CDC contacting them. The states that contacted the CDC about the possible need for intervention were California, because they had 47 cases of measles, Illinois at 8 cases, Texas at 15, Washington at 79, New York at 630. So the New York Health Department is also working with a couple individuals who are not immune to measles to prevent them from flying during the 21 days after they were exposed while they were at risk for getting sick. So what does that mean? All right. Well, let's say you don't remember if you were vaccinated. You think you were. But you just don't have your 1970s shot records. You just came back from a wedding. And somebody at the wedding ended up having measles. You can't travel and go back home and get to work. That's where this could start getting hairy. If you were exposed, supposedly, and you don't have proof of immune, now what you can do is go into a blood test. The blood test takes a few days to come back, showing if you have antibody titers or not. But I'm wondering if maybe that's what we need to start doing. It's going to cost a lot of money, but maybe what we need to start doing is getting blood work, showing what you're immune for, because we might start having government say, no, you don't get to fly unless you have proof. And those of us who don't have our shot records from years ago, see, a lot of us have that scar. And that scar on her arm, I thought was from the MMR, but the scar was left, I believe, from swine flu. That was the government's way of identifying if you were vaccinated or not, because the vaccine left a scar on your arm, and it's ugly. It's an ugly scar that a bunch of us have over our deltoid. But it was the government's way to track who was vaccinated and who wasn't in the 70s. And so if you don't have a mark on your arm, or you don't have your shot records or whatever, and it's for a particular illness that they want to see if you were vaccinated for, then you might have to show blood work. Now, let's say this happens, you know, this comes down, you know, with flu. I don't think we have a flu antibody blood test as easily accessible as MMR. So I don't think we're going to be doing that yet. But for measles, mumps, rubella, get some blood work and show your immunity. Otherwise, you might not be able to fly. You might not be able to, you know, go to school. You know, start getting your ducks in a row, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.